It's wonderful to be back to celebrate the liturgy here at the cathedral. For the last several weeks, I've had the privilege of visiting parishes for anniversaries, confirmations, pastoral visits, but it's always wonderful to come here and celebrate in our mother church. The scriptures today speak about what does it mean to be wise and what does it mean to be foolish. And I am sure that each one of us has had experiences of both. We know what it's like when we have made wise decisions and what has helped us to make wise decisions. We know what that looks like. We actually know what that feels like. We also know what the opposite feels like when we've made foolish decisions. And in hindsight, what was the process by which we arrived at those foolish decisions? And what the consequences of those foolish decisions are? If we're honest, we could speak to both those worlds. Wisdom, many definitions of wisdom, but wisdom can be defined as thinking and acting with knowledge, experience, with prudence, with good judgment, with virtue. For those of faith, the source of that wisdom doesn't lie in us. It actually lies with God. He is wisdom. That wisdom that is revealed to us, it's divinely revealed. It is gift to us. It's a wisdom given to us through His Word. Through the ultimate Word, which is Christ Himself, the Word, and through the lived tradition of our faith, source of wisdom. Let me share with you a story about what wisdom actually doesn't look like. What doesn't look like this, that I found interesting. Good old Irving was driving down the freeway when his cell phone rang. It was his wife. "Irving, dear, I just heard on the news that some crazy man is driving his car down the freeway in the wrong way, in the wrong direction. Please be careful." "I'm trying to be careful," Irving replied, "but there's not just one car going the wrong way. There are hundreds of them." Interesting, right? We laugh. Irving's eyes were open. Yes, he was open. His eyes were open, but he just wasn't getting what all those cars were telling him, that he was the one going in the wrong way. So that is not what wisdom looks like. So what was Irving's mistake? He didn't listen. All the cars were going the other way, and he thinks they're going the wrong way. But isn't that typical of us, right? When we dig in our heels, and our own criteria and thoughts, and the world around us is screaming, "You're going the wrong way!" And we say, "No, I'm not." "Yes, you are." "No, I'm not. I know what I'm doing." We're Irving in those moments. We are Irving in those moments. The gospel tells us about wisdom and foolishness too, right? Actually, it tells us that the person who's wise lives in the present and listens to the present. Because foolishness oftentimes looks like living too much time in the past or in the future. And neither of those exist. I read somewhere that John Lennon, the great Beatle, said one time, interesting thought, he said, life is what happens when you're planning. Interesting, right? Life is what happens when you're planning for the future. Life happens. And if your heart and mind is too far out there, then you miss what's going on here. Charlie Brown, in one of his cartoons, talked about spending a lot of time hoping that yesterday would be better. Well, yesterday is not going to get better or worse. It's yesterday. The 10 virgins, 5 were foolish, 5 were wise. The ones that were foolish didn't look at their present. And so they went right along and never stopped to check to see if in the present they had oil for their lamps. And those that were wise looked at their present and made sure that they had oil for their lamps. And we all know what happened in that story, in that parable, that both had the same intentions of meeting their groom. Both did, but only 5 of them actually were wise enough to pack well, and 5 didn't. Again, we all know what it's like to miss the train because we got distracted and started dilly-dallying. And then by the time we get to the train station, the train has already left the station. We know what that feeling is like, right? It's like, it really could mess up your day. But the opposite is true too, is to arrive at the train station 12 hours before it leaves, and you've wasted a day. So wisdom, it's about listening. It's about using experience and knowledge and good judgment and prudence and virtue, whose source is the Lord Himself. And so what is life telling you right now? Not last month, not a year from now. What is life telling you these days? What is screaming out to you? Maybe from the inside, and maybe from the outside, and maybe through circumstances that are unfolding. What is wisdom trying to teach you?